This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I am still counting on when Creed comes here this summer. I can never remember what they call the place in Camden anymore.
The Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
I'm sorry, Freedom
it's,
Center.
It's just been, yeah, the Blockbuster Pavilion. It's been too many names in my lifetime. I cannot remember. I'm sorry, Freedom Mortgage. I still expect for us to meet Scott Stapp from Creed and for him to sing 5:30 Creed with us and put a cherry on top of 5:30 Creed.
That, for people out there to know, that's how long we're going.
Yes.
Yes. Many questions yes. about it.
Yes.
That's but then we're going to go to higher next, right?
We can go to higher. Or My Sacrifice.
Yeah.
My Sacrifice might be a little bit more fun to sing, I think.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. But him singing 5:30 Creed with us. What a exclamation point. We should, yeah.
Sounds like a good show.
Absolutely.
Show idea.
Yes.
Who could we do next that would annoy people? Like a Nickelback song?
I like Nickelback.
You can't sing like that though.
No,
you can't
right.
let the pipes be belted.
Yeah, he Scott's that belts it out.
Right,
that's a good voice. We'll have to figure it out. All right, so Sixers, I have to say, I've been watching Sixers my whole life, but over the last 11 years, every single minute of every single game. Last night was a truly a masterclass in not caring from the 76ers. They, from the very first minute of the game, I think the Bulls scored 39 in the first quarter and 36 in the second quarter, and they won by 30-something, but they should have won by 50. And we had Maxey playing, and we had Paul George playing,
yeah.
And just talk about a team that has 1,000,000% given up. That was that team last night.
I checked it at one point. They're down 42.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, we did a podcast after the game last night, and I told Mike is on vacation, so we had Andrew sitting in, and I said, we're barely talking about this game. I don't even know what to say about the game. We have to talk about everything else. I'm not talking about this. But the players had to talk about the game after the game. So here is $55 million man, Paul George, after the game.
When you guys came out of the break saying, hey, we still had a chance to make a play-in push to have the first three out of the break go like this, I guess just how shocking, surprising, disappointing, whatever adjective you want to put on it.
I mean, it's all of it. We, regardless of who's playing, who's not playing, to have admirations or for this group to believe that we can be not even, to get to the playoffs, but make a push towards it. I mean, we've shown no sign of a team that will compete And, you know, you just don't have, you know, the habits of a champion or a playoff contending team would have. So, you know, to be honest right now, it's a little far-fetched. You know, all we can do is work hard and try to just keep going for one another. But we've shown no signs of a, forget championship, but a playoff contender. You know, team here.
This is just awful.
Well, like,
yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
I mean, he's right. They haven't shown it, but why haven't you, a player who has been in the league for 14 years, made 10 All-Star games, led teams to conference finals, I think three times, twice in Indiana, once in with the Clippers. I don't know. Why don't you do something about it? Like, why don't you do something about it? You know, I know this team can't compete for a championship without Joel Embiid. They can't. They can certainly be better than 20-37 with two all-star level players, two guys that made all-star teams last year, Paul George and Tyrese Maxey. Like, you guys, you can say that we don't have the habits of a champion. Why not? Why not? Why don't you? You know, like, Paul George and Tyrese Maxey should be enough to be able to look at that locker room and set an example to where the other guys want to try. Quentin Grimes wants to try. Gershon Yabusele wants to try. All those guys, they're NBA players.
Yeah.
The Bulls are out there without Vucevic, without Patrick Williams. That's not a good team right there. Why are they kicking your ass all over the court? That's on you, buddy.
What was this supposed to be, some sort of reverse psychology or some motivating tactic? Like, what the hell was that? Like, what was that that Paul George was saying right there? Did he just throw the towel in on the rest of the season? Is that what he just did?
That's what it sounded like. And, well, by the way, he threw the towel in a month ago.
Yeah, I know, but it now seems like he verbally is saying it.
I want you to say, Paul George, and that's on me. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would make me, it wouldn't fix anything.
No.
But for you to take some ownership, don't just say we. Yes, I know we. But what are you doing about it? I don't expect Jared Butler to change I don't expect David Roddy to change the outcome of what's going to happen with the 76ers. I don't expect Lonnie Walker, who got here 2 days ago. You know, should do something about it, and he doesn't do anything about it. It just floats around on the court, one side to the other. Every Clippers fan who told me, oh, wait till you see, I was like, nah, they were right. He just floats around out there. He's so talented. He is a good player. He had just been a zero during this run has been, and I understand mentally, big guy's not there. You don't have a chance. I get it. But have a little bit, I give, what's his name? Allah. Because they're not usually negative, Kate and Allah. Mm-hmm. Allah was like, at what point does pride factor into what is going on here?
You're down 50 to a Bulls team. It doesn't have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose. I don't even see any of those guys over there. Joe Kim Noah.
Josh Giddey.
Giddey's out there killing us last night. I mean.
Yeah, Buzelis, Giddey. Yeah, what are we talking about?
I didn't even know what I was watching last night. Oh, my God. Listen, Paul George, here's what this is. And this goes back to the big fella. This is, they realize weeks ago, maybe months ago, that Embiid wasn't going to be playing.
Enough.
You know when you were going to be able to count on him.
Yes.
And Paul George basically threw in the towel on the season.
Yep.
That's not last night. This is what we've been seeing for the last couple of months has been when he does play, when you don't shoot the ball, you score 2 points in a game. Paul freaking George scoring 2 points in a game?
A guy that went head-to-head against LeBron.
Yeah.
In his career.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I just, that's just a classic, the big fella isn't here, what's the point? And here's why I'm disappointed in Paul George with that. Now, Maxey seems like he's defeated. But, and I'm not making excuses for Maxey, but Paul George, you see Maxey out there doing whatever he can on most nights. I understand the big fella isn't playing. But you have somebody out there playing hard, and you got the other guys, the role players, trying to give you something. If you provided a little bit of a spark, maybe we would be in a better position than we are right now.
Well, dude, here's a guy who 3 years ago on that Clippers team was supposed to be him and Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Kawhi has hurt the entire playoffs.
He took the team.
And he took the team to the Western Conference Finals. Like, this is worse than him being, you know, if he's had his knee things, the pinky thing, it'd be, this is worse than him being physically physically unable to do it. This is, he is not willing to do it. You know,
that's what this is. Yeah.
And I hate to throw the money thing out there, but come on, man. Like, you're making as much as you can possibly make. No team was allowed to pay you more than the Sixers paid you. You're talented enough to not let this team... This team should be hovering around 500. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just should. You shouldn't be 20 games under 500. You just shouldn't. You should. I don't care about Nick Nurse. I don't care about... You should be... As long as you're on the court, you should be mentally invested in doing whatever
you
can.
You're a max you are enough to win some games.
Absolutely. Look at the team they're playing last night. Yeah. They didn't have players. You know, Josh Giddey's triple-doubling them. You know, I just like...
Well, we lost nine in a row?
Eight? Nine.
It's either eight or nine, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It's unbelievable. And here's this is as pathetic as it is. They've lost nine in a row. They're 20-37. They're still two games out of the play-in. Right. Just imagine they would solidly be in the playoffs. The bottom of the Eastern Conference is bad enough.
Yeah.
They would solidly be a playoff team. And who knows, you know, I'm not saying it could happen, but put yourself in position to upset someone. Could you? The Knicks aren't unbeatable. You know, you get in position to play the Knicks. The Cavs are not unbeatable. Mm-hmm. You know?
The Cavs may be.
But just put yourself in position to have that conversation. So here was Maxi after the game as well.
Every time I lace my shoes up, I lace my shoes up to win. So, that's just how I feel. I'm never going to sit here and lace my shoes up and expect to lose. That's just not how I'm wired. It's not how I play basketball. It's not how I live my life. So,
he's got no joy left.
Well, yeah, but he mailed it in last night, too. He's figured out how to mail it in, too.
Yeah.
And I get it, I guess, but, like, forget about the money that people spend to go to the game. Just think about the time.
Well, because it don't cost them much. Now.
Well, right. Yeah, it's a dollar. But just think about the time. Yeah. The time. There's 2.5 hours of my life.
Yep.
Gone.
I was in on the game last night. I'm watching.
You didn't even try.
But for different reasons, but I'm watching.
Oh, what parlay did you have?
Well, none it hit.
Okay.
It is Luka night, though.
Oh, it is Luka night.
Who are they playing?
The Lakers.
No, who are the Lakers playing?
Oh. I literally said it like he still plays for the Mavs.
Oh, for the Mavs, yes.
I said that. You know, they're playing the Mavs tonight.
Oh.
Lakers-Mavs.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah. You know, Kyrie will show up. If he's playing, he'll show up for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles do whatever it takes to trade for Myles Garrett? The final number on that, 59.1% say no. 40.9% say yes. I am with the 40.9%. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
Can I?
Feels great.
Okay, can we get the, like, when you first started, it was like, what it do?
What it do,
yeah.
Fellas?
Give me a little, let's do it again.
Yeah, where's your life at, man?
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
No, it went down. It's just louder, but that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Hey, long day at work. Long day at work.
Yeah, we're never going to get there. Yep.
All right. So, welcome back, babysitter Jack. He might be in the Jalen Hurts Championship Club. I mean, you got to give a little more, but, you know.
It's a slow process. Yeah, it's a slow process.
He's working.
He's open to it.
But I do have a baseball point today.
I
know
he's alert now.
Yeah.
But before people start making their baseball takes, I'm going to say Phillies are one bench outfield piece away, one bullpen, true solidified bullpen piece in the playoffs and the regular season away for winning it. So if we can pick up two guys this season or at the deadline, then I don't think there's a team that's going to really slow us down if our team gels together and plays to the potential that all of our guys have shown us in the past couple of years.
Jack, your thoughts?
Not even that Dodgers team. Yeah, I mean, listen, it'd be nice to have, but we'll see.
You saw Sasaki today, right?
Did get taken deep by Kyle Teal, yeah.
What about the OMG guy? He's still out there, right?
Yeah.
He'd be a fun guy.
Take the Mets magic?
Yes.
I mean, we gotta have an everyday guy in the outfield. We can't have
it's Kepler.
We don't know what Kepler's gonna bring.
Well, he's gonna be the everyday guy.
We need a guy. We need a guy that can produce, that can hit about 20 dingers, 25 dingers, get on base. And
yeah, Kepler did that 2 years ago. Okay, Andrew, come on.
Yeah.
Get Kepler'd up.
Kepler's all right. I mean, got to see more out of him, but
the bargain bin right. fills.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But
it's like we went to an outlet store. We got like the thing that looks exactly like the designer thing, but there's something wrong with it, you know?
Yeah, it's. I mean, do we trust the young guys? Do we trust Crawford? Do we trust Miller? I think we can throw them on the bench this season, late in the season, and see what they can do to help. I love Painter. Painter's going to be a beast. Sanchez looks like he's going to be a beast. But we need a really, really good bullpen guy because every other NL team's got it.
All right.
All right.
Well, are they going to thank you for the call. Okay, are they going to get a bullpen guy? Well, I guess it depends on how they look. You know, if they're in contention, I would imagine they'll make a move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anybody not signed yet out there that you think
there's
is a difference maker?
There's some interesting names.
Okay.
Apparently, they're looking for they want to get a veteran bat on a minor league deal, so they don't want to pay him. And then they want to find another bullpenish piece.
Okay.
But they're not going to shell out a lot of money at this point.
Reese and Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What did you do, Reese?
This is not one of those phone calls where I'm going to talk. I'm probably going to yell a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if any of you Sixers that are actually playing for our team are listening, but how dare you lose by like 30 or 42 points? The disrespect that you put on our city's name is unreal. That is ridiculous. I cannot believe that both Maxey and our $55 million man played in this game last night and lost by this much. It's disrespectful to all of us. I mean, we should all be irate this today. It's wild. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I almost don't want to focus it on all of them because Yabusele's out there getting his eye scratched. Grimes is playing. Like all the scrappy guys are scrapping away. It's the two guys who should be able to. Like I'm not saying they can do it every night, but on a night when they
need. Last night should have been a game they won.
Yes, Maxey and George should go in there, score 70 points combined, and they should be able to win that game. The Bulls weren't even at full strength.
Availability is availability, and Paul George is available. Why is it that he can't? Did he really have 2 points at $55 million? 2 points last night?
No, I don't think he had 2 points. Did he have two? He didn't have 2 points last night, did he?
No.
Paul George? Yeah, yeah. No, I think he scored like 17 or something last night. But a couple weeks ago.
He scored last night.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, he scored two.
That's like, that's Tobias Harris type stuff.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Tobias.
Tobias did have 0 points in the final playoff.
Oh, that's wild. You guys have a good day.
All right, Reese.
Oh, poor Reese.
Jalen is Super Bowl MVP, Reese. Just remember that.
Oh, we lost him. All right.
That's okay. I just wanted him to get him on the way out of there.
Jay and Roxburgh. Oh.
Tobias does have the players with a plus minus of at least plus 200 since January 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic and SGA.
Well, look at Jokic. Oh, well, I was thinking Vucevic for some reason.
Oh, Jokic.
Yeah. Well, there he is. He's a winner. Yeah, and finally, he's got a coach that can coach forwards.
Unlike Nick Nurse.
Yeah. Israel, you're on WIP in Southwest Philly. What's up, man?
What's happening, fellas?
Speakerphone.
What's up,
speakerphone.
How y'all know?
Well, because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, we do this.
Let me take you off of it.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Hey, so I was getting in the car, getting out of my work van and getting in the car. Listen, I'm like, hold up. What are they talking about? Oh, yeah, they're talking about Myles Garrett. And I'm trying to think more like Howie with, you know, the hot sound ready thing and the age thing. So I don't want to get rid of Nolan. I will give up a first for him, but not two firsts.
I think you can take the Nolan thing out of your mind. I don't think they would trade a player. I think it probably takes two firsts for Myles Garrett. That would be my guess.
I'll give you a first and a third. I'll give you a first and a third.
Got it. Sold. There. I wish I was the GM of the Browns.
Yeah, what's going to happen when Washington offers two first?
Yeah.
Well, I have an alternative. If I said that word right, I'll go get Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That'd be great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll get Max Crosby, and I can give up less.
Okay. Max Crosby, they're going to need, thank you for the call, Israel. They're going to need somebody. If they're going to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, they're going to need somebody.
Yep.
You know, they're going to need somebody to pressure the quarterback on the edge there.
If I'm Vegas, Max Crosby might be their best player outside of the Bowers kid they just drafted.
Is Max Crosby's got to be about 30, right?
Is he that old? I thought he was 20. Is he? I thought he was 27, 28.
Oh, well, then they should go 27. After him. There you go.
He is 27. Yeah.
There you go.
Pete Carroll probably would not want to get rid of Max Crosby.
Yeah, he's the best player.
But then why is the rumor that does he...
Because he put out a tweet that he had an eagle.
Oh.
And people think Vegas, you know, they're going to get rid of everyone and no one wants to be there.
Do you see that picture of Chip Kelly I sent you guys?
Yeah.
He doesn't look great.
Nah.
Chip.
No. Chip looks like pudding.
Yeah, it looks like the guy that ate Chip Kelly. No offense.
Yeah, none. No offense.
You think you might take offense to that?
He's smart enough not to listen to any talk radio.
Philadelphia and we fight.
I saw the picture of him on Twitter. I was like, that must be Photoshopped. So I went to the Raiders website and I said, oh my God, no.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, you should Google it. Google the picture of Chip Kelly. It's not looking great.
Did not look like that here.
No. The text line, maybe he ate all those pies that Angelo delivered
him.
Remember
that?
Yes, I remember it well. Yeah.
That might have been the most shameful thing Angelo did.
Oh, yes, yes.
In his latter days.
Yeah. Come on, this would be a good idea, Ange. Was that? I don't think that was. No, that was previous to me. That was not my. I was not program director while Chip was here.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
French fries again? Just go ahead and eat me already. The cow on Spike's tattoo.
Wow. I didn't know where that was going. Okay.
No, cow. I'm going to give you a break. Not me. Somebody else.
He does have a tattoo of a cow on his chest.
I do.
Yeah, did Morgenstern cut that video yet? I mean, I'm talking about doing numbers.
Do you know how that happened? So there's a tattoo artist I like. He'd done a different one of my dog, Omi. He's from Montreal, and he was in New York. And I was like, hey, I want you to do something. He's like, what do you want? And I was like, something about being vegan. And I showed up, and the cow head said, don't eat me. I was like, let's go. You only live once.
Why do you have a poop bag with you?
Oh, dude, you have to know this as a dog owner. Every pair of pants and every jacket you have. And then when you go into the dryer to get the clothes out of the dryer, it's like, oh, four poop bags. Thank God those didn't melt in the dryer. Everyone who walks their dog
has done that.
Has poop bags. That's why. I couldn't understand why you were laughing at me.
I'm like, why do you got that poop bag with
you? Yep. Well, the worst thing, you don't want to be on a walk without a poop bag.
That's true.
Yep.
That is true.
What's next?
There's no tradition quite like Elliot telling a former NFL player about what actually happens on the field. Mark and Motko.
I was proud of you both.
Yeah,
it was actually him that wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, I didn't even know where else to go with him on it. I was like, you know what? I got nothing else, man.
He's the only person that can argue with you when you guys agree on the thing.
Exactly.
That's what
got me. I'm like, dude, I'm really kind of agreeing with you.
Yes.
But he has to be right his way.
His way. That's a good way that you put it. What's next?
I had the exclusive of being at the press conference that was aired everywhere. Elliot and Indy.
That
he
was
did
good.
Say it like three times.
Three times. We didn't even think about airing it, Elliot. It's only the head coach and the general manager. The general manager talks three times a year.
Yeah.
And we're not airing it.
Here's what Nick Sirianni said. I was there. You don't really need to be there anymore.
Was he doing the 11 o'clock news?
Yeah. What's next?
Ike reading a promo. Hey, there's a big NBA game tonight, listeners of the Delaware Valley. The NBA is playing games right now? Huh. Alex in Lancaster.
Yes, yeah.
That is very true.
That's valid, yeah. Yep. That's valid.
What's next?
It's not really a push, though. Elliot's commenting on a play that has the word push in it.
That's another great
it's
point.
It's not really a push.
Him and OG. The science, this guy I saw on ESPN, science said there's actually no pushing involved.
Yeah.
We literally are watching people push him.
I watched the guy get pushed over the line.
Also, if there's no pushing, why would they be fighting so hard to keep it?
Yes. What's next?
Spike's top five list of Sixers-related people he's willing to criticize. 1, Tyrese Maxey. End of list. Tim in Newark.
I just criticized Paul George.
You do hate Tyrese Maxey, though.
I don't hate Tyrese Maxey. I just don't think he can be the best player on a championship team.
But you're arguing with Elliot leads you to hate Tyrese Maxey.
Well, I actually hate Elliot. If you heard that segment, it was about Elliot, not Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey was the collateral damage.
Yeah, collateral damage there.
What's next?
Listen, great show today, fellas. Yeah, boy. Next time you talk movies, let me know. I also love me some dark comedies. Like Grease knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, that's a good one. So, of course, because it is a Tuesday and there's no Phillies game or anything or NFL game, Fritz at 6 is next, right?
Yep. Teeks got it.
Wait, Teeks is hosting Fritz
Teeks
at 6?
Yeah, Teeks got it, right? Jeez.
God, this guy.
Wow, well, what is going on here?
Last night, he calls Al to come in early. Yeah. You know, Ashlyn had to do a four-hour show.
Yeah.
I don't do four nights a week.
This is what I mean, Spike. You wonder why I'm hard on these younger guys around here, because this is what happens.
That's why his name is always be third.
I don't do four nights a week.
Yeah. Well, Tom Kelly is next, who is committed to the grind.
Who's a worker bee.
Yes.
Doesn't run from the grind.
Mm-mm.
All right, Tom Kelly's next. We will talk to you tomorrow as we don't run from the grind. Thank you so much for listening.